This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
What's going on, guys? This is Ooh from the Chewing Ooh Podcast. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's an easy way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or from your computer. And not only that, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can hear yourself on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead and just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And like always, guys, see you next time, kitties.
Chewing Ooh Podcast would like to thank our following sponsors.
Oviedo Brothers Electrical. Building a new home or commercial business, call Sergio Oviedo, Master Electrician at 956-904-7177. Let him know the rock star sent you. Hemp It Up CBD. Had a long, stressful day and looking for something to help you relax? Try Hemp It Up CBD located at 1911 North 10th Street, McAllen, Texas. Any questions, call Maricela at 956-540-9488 or look them up on Facebook at Hemp It Up CBD and let them know you heard it first on the Chewing Ooh Podcast. Barreras Plumbing. Looking for a dependable plumber with reasonable prices? Call Gabriel Barrera from Barreras Plumbing at 956-534-3337. Let him know Chewing Ooh sent you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chew and You Podcast.
Hey yo, I'm coming for them duffel bags and gold teeth. This game been saturated, written for my nosebleeds. I like that propane and spit that dragon breath. I got that product for the low, all hell my connect. I've seen the nicest people plotting with the worst intent. I've seen my enemies praying I get...
3, 2, 1...
I'm Chew.
This is Chew. And welcome back to the Chew and Ooh Podcast. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are watching on Facebook Live or if you're listening to the podcast, we have Jay Soul in the house. He is actually over a million. And we will get to that story in a minute. Say hi to everybody, Jay Soul.
What's going on, Jay?
Hi, how's everyone doing?
We're doing all right. Well, first things first, let's go ahead and thank our sponsors.
Yes.
Which is Oviedo Brothers Electrical. Sergio, thank you again for another great month for helping us out. We appreciate you, man.
Serge still hanging in with us.
Yes, sir, he is. And another one, also another big one, is Hemp It Up.
Hemp It Up.
Over in McAllen, Texas. Thank you very much, Maricela. We'll be sending more people out your way.
Absolutely.
And remember, you tell them you heard us here, heard it here first on the Chewing Ooh Podcast, they will give you free sample.
Not free sure sample.
Yet. Still not sure yet.
That's all we'll say. One free sample.
Of a CBD gummy or maybe a smoke. Jay Soul, you might want to take that up on that offer. And also, we got a new sponsor.
Yes, new sponsor.
Barrera's Plumbing. Gabriel Barrera, plumber. We got a plumber. And guys, I know people are looking for plumbers right now.
After doing the Lord's work, that guy.
No, you're no kidding. You're telling me this guy, great plumber, has good workers behind his back.
Yep.
You know, if you need any help, guys, give Gabriel a call at 956-534-3337. That's 956-534-3337. 534-3337, based in McAllen, Texas. Get a hold of him, guys, and let him know that you heard it here first on the Chew and Oop podcast.
And he will tell you, what? And
who,
so?
Who the hell are these guys? I don't know who the hell these guys are. Who the hell are these guys, man? What? What?
Also, you may want to bear with him because, you know, since him, like a lot of plumbers, are very popular right now.
Oh, yeah. So. Overwhelmed right now with a lot of pipes, yeah.
But you know what? He's, you know, he'll back up his work. He tells you he's going to show up. He'll show up. And, you know, that's what matters right now.
And also, just to let you know, podcasters that are listening to us today, we do have there is a GoFundMe for Ricardo Casas. It's a memorial fund. You can find it on Facebook or find it on our Facebook page. So you can please donate to the family to help them out. And we really appreciate it, guys. So anyways, let's get into this podcast, guys. I appreciate it. We got Jay Soul.
Thank you so much for standing
on the nice, beautiful screen here.
Yeah. On the big screen.
How's it going out there, buddy? How you been?
Good. I've been working a lot with my music and stuff right now. I'm working on a music video. So I'm pretty busy because I got like dance rehearsals about like twice a week.
Go on.
Yeah, just working. Putting on that work.
those dance rehearsals are paying off, dude.
Yes, yes they are.
We were watching your video.
Go Insane?
Going Insane. And, man, we were just like, man, this is the first video from a Valley artist that we've seen with, like, some choreography.
Oh, man, jeez, man.
And some badass choreography, dude. You were killing it.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
This next one, I'm more excited for it. It's a little bit more complicated on the choreography, so.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't hurt nobody.
It's a little more exciting.
And who's in charge of the choreography? Who does all the choreography? Is it you, or?
Well, the last one, for Going Insane, it was like a collaborative thing, so it was like me and a few other of the dancers like working together. But for this one, I hired a choreographer. Her name is Sasha. I forgot her last name.
It's all right.
But she's so talented. Like I paid her like $100 and she's doing the whole song for me.
There you go. Hey, that's good.
Sasha, hit us up. We'd love to talk to you too.
Yeah, Sasha, Chu needs to learn some moves over here. We'll pay you $20 to show him how.
If you can make this one-legged man with two left feet dance. You are good, dude.
She'll come up with something. I don't
want to. Damn, that's all I want.
The lefty chew, that's what we're going to call it.
All right, moving on.
But anyways, man, I'll tell you right now, Jay, I mean, the music, I was listening to it all week last week, and I've been basically listening to it every day at work. And, you know, to consider the fact, I mean, we've had local artists come in. We have a lot of hip-hop artists. This is the first, I will classify you as R&B. Is that correct?
Yeah,
R&B. Okay. Yeah. And I'm not tired of it. I like the music. I'm not, you know, there's some music you listen to for a while. You're like, okay, enough is enough. No, I mean, this music actually gets you going. And especially Going Insane is a very, it has a great beat. I love it. The video's great. The sound's great. And your backup singer, who is she?
She's my collaborator.
Okay.
Her name's Genesis Airy. I had heard of her from past events where we performed live and stuff, and I had seen her. And I had found her on Spotify, and one of her songs called Wishes, like, I love it so much. It was like literally on my 2020, like my number two top played song.
There you go.
And so I hit her up to collab with me on Going Insane, and she killed it. Like, I just can't imagine the song being any different. Like, without her, it wouldn't be the same.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because it was great.
Yeah, because it wasn't just the choreography that got us. It was the beat. It was the song. It was just everything. And she sounded like she was bringing it too.
Yeah, she was. She was.
Yeah, she has bars.
Yes, she does.
No kidding.
And so I'm listening to that. I'm listening to the Go Insane, and you have two other songs. One called the Game, and God Is a Woman. Now, the Game, I was listening to that over and over. Man, that's what's the nicest way to put it? Not anybody getting offended by it.
Just say it, dude.
That's some baby loving making music, my man.
I can't feel that so much.
The groove on it, man, and then the vocal is amazing. I mean,
it's some sexy time music.
It's some sexy time music right there. It's when you, like the Teddy Pendergrass, turn the lights down, light a candle. That's what I'm talking about right there, man.
Who? Who was it? Teddy Pendergrass.
Teddy Pendergrass tell you don't turn them off. Tell them, turn them off! And make you turn off the damn light, man. But yeah, man, great, great vocal, great sound. And I liked it. I mean, what inspires you to write the music, or what is it that inspired you to get into the whole R&B scene?
I think R&B is just something that I prefer, like, listening to it. I grew up listening to, like, I don't know, Aaliyah, Beyonce, Britney Spears, stuff like that. And so it just kind of inspired me with, like, what I like to sing and perform.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I just automatically prefer that. As far as, like, lyricism goes, like, for the game itself, I had, like, me and two other writers. So, the first person who wrote, like, the first two lines, his name was Derek. And it just inspired me. Like, his lyrics were, like, Lord, pray that I find my home.
Yeah.
Can't say if I'm meant to go. Like, something like that. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, right. Shit. Like, that's so deep.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of like rebutted off of it in the sense that like I was just like I took it instead of like being like, you know, like a depression kind of song, like more of like you're talking about or singing about somebody who uses people for love.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you listen to the lyrics, it's like very reflective of the fact that like I feel like everybody's experienced it, maybe like where someone uses you for love,
right,
and they don't look back, or maybe you've done that to somebody,
right?
Mm-hmm. And so I just played off of that because I've been there. It was just close to home, and then it was like a collaborative thing too, like a bunch of talented writers, like all three of us.
Yeah.
The other writer was Ricky Gonzalez. He's like my best friend.
All right.
And we did it all in like 20 minutes, like not even
really.
Wow. I was literally like thinking like, if I can't make this song good, like I'm gonna quit music. It was like,
well, we're glad you did it. We're glad you did it. Because I just
hell yeah, like the vibe was just so right, and I'm glad that it came out that way because I do not
want to
quit music now.
No.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, you're on a roll, man. Yeah. And those three songs, I'm pretty sure there's more to come, but those first three songs that I heard, there's something there. There's something there. And when I hear the game and you're singing and the tone of your voice, I have that line of reaching moment like, who hurt you, J-Soul? Who hurt you?
Well, I think what Ooh's trying to express is that he feels what you're putting out there. Vibe.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I liked it. I like it a lot.
And who hurt you, Jason?
Who hurt you, Jason?
Who did that?
Who hurt
Tell
you?
Us. We'll go make them stop.
Everybody hurt me.
Jason, come on.
Yeah, and then we go to the first one that you actually put on Spotify is God is a Woman.
Mm.
Now, let me tell you, I'm gonna let you out because I like to point out some simple stuff and things that I hear and through the music. And I was talking to Chu about this before we start the podcast.
Now, Jay, I want you to realize that Ooh is a fellow musician. So with his musical ear, he picked up on he picks up on everything. It's annoying as hell, but but go ahead.
The intro to God is a Woman, when it first starts, when I heard it, I was like, okay, the intro, the guitar playing. The first thing that came to mind, oh my God, this sounds like it's gonna be a My Chemical Romance intro. It's going to something to My Chemical Romance. And then when you start singing, I'm like, holy crap, he's doing the Ariana Grande style. I'm like, holy crap, you got two good artists in one track and it sounds great. But I'll tell you, that's the first one you released. The other two, I can't compare you to anybody. And this is where Chu jumped in. But this is not a bad thing.
I didn't consider it a bad thing.
I look at it, I can't compare you to anybody because your music, your vocal is original. And that's your style.
Yeah.
And you should stick to it because it's something different.
Yeah, you definitely own the sound that you're putting out there.
Yes, you do.
It's great.
You own it and it's awesome, man. And keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. It's great.
Yeah, no, it's just that, you know, we're picking up on your inspirations and, you know, feel free to tell us that we're wrong, you know, because like this is just what two guys hear.
Right.
Yeah?
Really?
Right on. Honestly, it took a long, because God is a Woman, that was actually, is an Ariana Grande cover.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
And,
you see, I didn't know that. I didn't.
Like, 2 years ago. I think it was like a 2-year-old song that I recorded, and I decided to release it, like just to release it.
Okay.
But these other, the other two songs and some newer stuff that I'm coming out with.
Right.
It took a long time to find, like, I guess my own lane and stuff. Because like I got compared a lot to like Sam Smith.
That's what you said. That's what, same thing
with
that
my,
you
with
said.
With my non-professional ear. You know, it was definitely like a Sam Smith vibe, but again, you added your own little flavor to it, which works so well.
Yes,
that's why when you're telling me that it's a collaborative effort, it's like, wow, you've got so many minds, you know, and going into a song, and it works.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does really work.
I believe more than one head works better for songwriting, I would say, because you can, as a songwriter, like you can think something sounds so good, but it's sometimes going to be only relatable to you.
Right.
Right.
So when you have like outside perspectives of other songwriters, it comes together in making it more like an audience-friendly type of thing, so everybody can relate to like the lyrics or the melody and stuff like that.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's good. That's good, man. And like I said, it's I can't. When Chu told me about this, Sam Smith. I'm like, okay, and he played it for me, and I listened to it. Holy shit! Yeah, it does. It does sound. It does like sound like Jay Soul. So it sounds like him, either back and forth. But I go, the thing is that if I wouldn't, who know who Sam Smith was? I was this just sounds perfect.
Yeah, we don't really follow R&B sound that much.
Yeah, exactly.
But when we do, it's on.
Yeah,
we're listening to it.
Yeah,
especially when it's really good.
It's really good. I mean, I'm not gonna say that it's not, because it's an original sound that you done, and it's great. It's awesome, man.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
We lost feed.
No.
Oh, there he is. He's back. He scared me there, man. Speaking about scare, let's get into the reason why Mr. J Soul didn't show up today.
Oh God, we have to.
J Soul, ladies and gentlemen, had a little bit of an accident. I believe he was trying to. What was it again? Will you tell the story? I can't tell the story because I don't know the whole truth. Go ahead.
I was making soup in a pressure cooker, and it wasn't closed all the way. And so I guess I thought I was strong enough to fight against a pressure cooker. You know, I don't think anybody is.
No.
And it kind of like popped off and hit me in the stomach, and hot soup spilled all over my stomach. It happened so fast. It was
And you were like, no, not today.
Today of all days.
Of all days, I was like, God, this had to happen.
Pinche caldo.
No, hombre,
como siempre.
El caldo. Siempre el caldo.
Siempre es el caldo. Chinga, que te chinga.
It wasn't even worth it.
No.
Hey, like, I don't know. Not even Campbell's soup, you know, after it's in your lap. Like, fuck this.
No kidding. I've gone camping. I remember when I went camping. This was a long time ago. And, you know, you tend to wake up earlier than you're supposed to do in the morning. And I had the campfire going, and I said, you know what, I'm going to make myself some beef stew, man. There's the fire going, I put my can up there and let it heat up and eat some beef stew in the morning. Well, I have my gloves and everything. Everything seems perfect because it's nice and cool. And then once you get it, you're like, all right, I'm going to eat some. I dip my spoon in there, and I first bite out of it. Holy crap, burned the crap out of my mouth, man. I want to go jump in the free river after that.
Maybe you should have.
I should have, yeah.
I bet it was hard to taste anything after
that. Oh, yeah, it was. It was. Especially the fact when my wife woke up and my brother-in-law woke up, they started making eggs. I couldn't even eat the damn eggs. I was still burned up. I couldn't, not even the coffee.
You see, if you had just fucking waited, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
Early bird gets the worm, man.
Yeah, you got the worm all right.
I guess ice cream is good for breakfast sometimes.
Yeah, yes, it is.
There you go.
I'll take that into thought tomorrow when I go to work. No, man. So what are these days going on with J Soul right now as far as performance wise? As I know you did a performance over in RGV. It's not RGV. It's the Burt Ogden Arena, but I'm mistaken.
Yeah, the Burt Ogden Arena.
Filled up Burt Ogden Arena.
Yeah. How did that go?
It was fun. I've never performed at the arena. It was actually like an outside venue, but the stage was really, really nice. Like, I love the stage. Like, it had like enough space for me to work it. Like, you know what I mean? Because some of the songs that I have are a little bit more upbeat, so I like to like walk around and do different things. And so the stage was perfect for that.
Right.
It was just super fun. And then I had another show yesterday at like Club Karma, and the stage was a little smaller.
Right.
But I still worked it.
That's good.
As far as future shows, I don't have any yet as of yet, but I am looking because it's a little harder during the pandemic to find.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, live shows, because everyone's a little bit nervous about showing up.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Stuff like that. But I'm still pushing.
That's good.
I mean, well, hopefully things will open up a lot more now that things are opening up.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, you can go back to Bird Island Arena. Maybe more people can join you.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. I would be so honored just to be invited. I was so appreciative just to be invited to perform.
That's honestly awesome. That's great. And those are the first steps, man. The first steps once you get.
Absolutely.
And like I told every performer that comes in here, I mean, when you do your music to a crowd, you're going to have those people that out there that aren't really listening, the people out there not really paying attention. But as long as you get that one person to rock their head to your music while you're performing, that's all it takes.
Yep.
That's the small little rock in the puddle that makes the ripple for it to eventually open up for everybody, open up many other doors for you.
Every fan counts. That's my motto. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a small venue and like there's not a lot of people, I hope to at least make one or two fans, and they can follow me on my music journey. And you know, eventually you get more people to follow. And when you do venues or shows or something, you'll have those supporters there for you.
Exactly. And as far as the music wise, the beats itself, who makes the beats for you? Are you the one who makes the beats for that, or do you have somebody for that?
I do not know how to produce. I wish I did, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a few people. One of them is my manager. His name is Matt. He was my producer first,
mm-hmm.
and then he became my manager. And so he basically, for half of my album that I'm working on, he's producing the beats for them.
Oh, okay.
I have another engineer that I'm working with. His name is Gerardo. We call him G Ritmo.
Uh-huh.
And he he's like the owner of Gem Cutter Studios.
Okay.
And he also produces, so I'm working on music with him too.
That's good.
And then there's other producers I'm working with, but it's not like on a personal level. It's more like, you know, they post their music online and you buy the beats from them. Those beats shops or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And so like if I knew how to produce, I would do it myself, but since I don't, I don't mind, you know, paying out and getting really nice beats, man, because you have to have the inspiration. Without a good beat, you know, it's hard to make a good song.
I hear you. And consider the fact we've had one producer come in, which is with Daniel, Tiny Studio Production. I said it right.
Tiny Studio Production.
I know he does a lot of beats, and hopefully he's watching, or he does hear about the podcast, or he listens to it, or watches the YouTube channel. You never know, he might just hit you up and say, hey, you know what?
Well, we're gonna send it out to everyone we know.
We're going to send it to everybody.
Both of them.
These three songs, well, the two songs, The Game and Going Insane, for sure, which we'll have to talk to you later on to send me some sound wave links to. I can save it on my computer and send it off to Mr. Keith Velasquez up in New York so he can put it on his podcast up there, man, and that way you can get heard up there. Because this is something that's got to be shared, out there for definitely.
Absolutely.
Know, yeah, maybe even an interview. You never know. You might just get a phone call from New York and say, hey, I'm Keith. I'm the first night. Want to interview you. You never know. It might happen.
It's all about opening doors. Thank you.
Yes,
absolutely.
And that's what this whole podcast is about. The whole Chew New Podcast is helping the RGV artists to open up doors for them, man. And I know the struggles. I've been an artist for a couple of years, for a while, and I know the struggles to try to get out in the open like that, man. And you know, it's always welcoming to having a helping hand to get you a little bit further out than just being here. And not to say the valley's not great, it is, but just to get pushed out a little bit further, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly. And you have to try to stay humble about it too.
Exactly.
In my opinion, you know, because like I never want to be the kind of artist that has a big head.
Yeah, you're good. You
know? Right.
Yeah.
Yes. I think you have to always be appreciative of every opportunity. And, you know, like, for example, like the show that I performed at yesterday, I got in because I met somebody at the previous show at Sneaker Fest.
Okay.
And I didn't know this girl, but she was like waving at me. And I thought, oh, you know, she's waving at me. Maybe she knows me or something. But I went up to her and I gave her a hug. and I thanked her for coming out and supporting.
Right.
She invited me to go perform at this club yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
I mean? And so, like,
that's good.
I feel like, you know, you always try to stay humble and kind.
You open up
a lot more doors.
Exactly.
So, yeah, if you're approachable, then guess what? You're going to get approached.
Yeah, that's
people,
right.
People will want to listen to you more, too.
Yeah, they will. They will want to listen to you more.
That's really great.
Yeah, that's good. And that's good, man. And as far as, I mean, we've talked about the beats, your lyrics, the sound, the choreography, which is amazing, by the way.
Thank you. I love it.
And as far as are you planning to collaborate with anybody else? Is there anybody else that you would like to collaborate with? And I mean, the podcast is open for you to ask.
Put it out there.
Put
dude.
It out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, tell the world.
Yeah, definitely. There's this singer. I don't know if y'all heard of Arnold the Painter.
No, not yet. Gotta look him up. Look him up.
Yeah, he's really talented. I think he's a really good songwriter. I would love to make a song with him. His songs are very, very catchy.
Okay.
I'd also love to work with a girl. She's a singer. Her name's Alexa.
That sounds familiar.
You've probably seen her, one of her music videos. She's everywhere. She's working so hard. She's a really hard worker and very inspiring. Like, watching her do her thing inspired me to, like, push myself even harder, so I would love to get a collaboration with her too.
All right,
because I know both of us are so passionate that it would be a really, really good collaboration.
Yeah.
Well, and also anybody who's down, you know, hit me up. I mean, if you, I charge very little for features. Like, if you need like a hook or like some verses and stuff,
I'm not
gonna charge a whole lot. Like, I just got hit up the other day from another artist after he saw my live performance. He paid me like $20 to make a hook and a verse for him. And
there you
it
go.
Came out really, really good.
And that's good.
We're both excited about the song. So
yeah, well, that's wonderful.
I mean, that's something we want to hear later down the line. If shoot us a copy of that, we'll play it, man.
Yeah. You know what? Also,
he's really talented too.
Awesome. Shoot us all your contacts and
all your socials
and everything. You know, we'll post it. And,
yeah.
You know, I know. People will be, you know, listen to your sound.
Yeah.
You know, we put it out there and people will just gravitate towards it because you have an amazing sound.
Yeah.
And amazing talent.
And the reason why I make people turn heads is because I'm there at work listening to your music,
yeah.
And I'm getting orders for my customers and everything. I'm moving and smiling. People are looking like, what it is up with you? You're at work. I go, yeah, but I'm listening to actually some real good. And I have a list. I have a list, just like what you say. I have a list on my Spotify. I got G Knowledge on there. I got I got Rose on there. I got Isla Set Marie on there also. I got a couple of her YouTube songs that are on there. Mm-hmm. And now I have you on there also. And I also got a Primetime Rudy on there, where I listen to once in a while, you know, and I'm like, it's slowly growing into a big playlist, which I plan to display that in the future as soon as we get all our artists in.
Right.
That's a must.
Oh yeah,
that's a must.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah,
that's
so
a very good idea. You can push so many artists with the playlist.
Yep. And I know people will follow and people will listen.
Yes.
And it's something I want to put on our YouTube channel, where I get all those videos and make a long, I don't care if it's like an hour or 2 hours long, and just let it run so they can just listen to music all day. Mm-hmm. It's something I would really want to do. But that's in the future, and stay tuned, YouTubers. I mean, it's coming soon. I really want to put it out there. But what else? I mean, what else can you tell us about you? What do you like to do for fun on the side? What besides burning yourself with a cooker?
Well, to be fair, that he didn't say that was fun. Okay, it's just a thing that happened. You gotta excuse it.
I got a sixth sense of humor, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he calls it a sixth sense of humor. I call it being an asshole. I was going to ask. You know, we should have started with this, but how long have you been singing the R&B, and you know, who inspired you to get into it? Like, who told you that you should sing? And because what we've discovered is that from a lot of these Valley artists, it's important to have family backing you up, or friends, you know, someone who you consider family backing you up. So how did that start for you?
Give me one sec, sorry.
Sure.
My bad.
That's all right. It's okay.
My freaking phone. me singing, I've been kind of like singing since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved singing and performing and stuff. It was something that was just always fun for me. As far as being good at it, I don't think I started getting good at it until I was probably like 16 or 17.
Oh, okay.
And the reason that I think I got better was because I had this amazing choir teacher.
Oh, okay.
Her name was
that's
cool. Ms. Perales.
That's cool.
And she was so patient with us. Like, you know, she would sit there and teach us one-on-one, and she was very, very motivating, and she would always compliment our growth and stuff. And so before that, I didn't have a lot of support as far as singing goes, because, you know, like, unfortunately, like, sometimes in, like, our Hispanic culture, a lot of families want, like, you know, you want to be a doctor, or they want
yes.
you to be a
dentist. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
want you to go, obviously, because, you know, they care. They want you to have, like, a good life.
Right.
Not everybody wants to be, you know, in the medical field or a police officer or
right,
stuff like
right.
that. So, I didn't have, like, a lot of support growing up. But now that I'm making movies and stuff, yes, I have a lot more support from my family because they can see that it's like more of a realistic, I guess, like thing for me to do. You know, they see me doing my thing and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, the choir teacher is what really pushed me to be better, because I didn't really have confidence as a singer until I started doing choir with her.
Yeah.
And then after that, I kind of just built off on my own. Like, I hired like vocal coaches. I also went online and did like video yeah. vocal coaching and the
right,
warm-ups
right.
and stuff like that.
Right,
exactly.
It's to me, like, I don't know, like, to me, I take a lot of pride in knowing how to sing properly.
Right,
you know yes. I
mean? Like, there's a lot of singers that are really, really talented, but sometimes they'll have like issues with breathing or stuff like that, and I want my voice to last for like a really, really long time.
Gotcha.
Yes, exactly.
So I try to do as much training as I can to keep it in proper order.
Right.
As far as like R&B and stuff, I'm down to try any genre. Honestly, I'll try country or
there you go.
Pop.
There you go.
Stuff like that. I just naturally, I guess, am more like inclined to R&B just because I love the way it sounds. It's just so like soulful and beautiful, and there's so many artists that are just so inspiring to me.
Yeah,
right.
I hear you. I hear you.
Man, when I listened to that album, J Soul and Full On Gangsta Rap.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah.
I'm just let's see. Let's see you make a baby to that asshole.
They're gonna drive by.
No, we know you will.
Drive by, shoot you with my gun, and I whip ya.
I'm calling out ooh over here.
A little more edgy.
Yeah, a little more edgy. Yeah,
that cutting edge.
I'm like, if there anybody who knows me, I like all sorts of music, but my heart and soul is basically rock, hard rock, and that's just the way, that's what I play. So, but I'm willing to listen to country, hip hop, R&B, rap, hardcore rap, everything.
But for now,
R&B's got me right now because of J Soul right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what makes me want to go look out more for.
It's amazing. It just sneaks up on you sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
That one artist, it just grabs you and, you know, okay, now I want to check it out. Yeah. Check out other stuff.
You know? Takes you on a journey. It takes you on a journey.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
what it is. Once, yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you, man. It's been, you know, like, it's like I said, like, I'm of the same school over here. You know, I'm more likely to listen to rock mm-hmm. than anything else.
But, yeah.
You know, every once in a while, I'll hear a voice or a song or something. It'll just get me, and then I'll, you know, travel down that road of following the artist or following the sound or whatever, and then I'll realize it's absolutely not for me. But you know, I'm still glad I went on that journey.
Now I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you, and that's good. I'm just glad, Jay Show, that you took the time to come and talk to us today.
Hell yeah!
I'm glad. I mean, even though it's
you're about to get busy, Jay Show.
Hey, you're gonna be getting some phone calls in a couple of hours. Say, hey, we saw you on the Facebook and on the YouTube. But
I'll answer. Just hit me up.
I'll
answer, guys.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
You want to go ahead and dish out all your social medias that way they can look you up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go for it, dude.
Okay. So on Instagram and Twitter, it's the same. It's gonna be the @ JAYSO_UL.
All right.
So basically, like Facebook, but like with the underscore and the UL instead.
All right.
Okay. And people can get a hold of you either or Instagram or Twitter.
Instagram or Twitter.
Okay.
I also have like an email that I use for music and collaborations. You can hit me at JSOLE0520@gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just
and, just serious inquiries for like gigs and stuff, not to, you know, like,
yeah, not to just shoot.
We want to sell your house.
Exactly. Or nothing like, we want to sell your house, or guess what? I'm a prince from Nigeria and I'm giving you $1 million.
Hey, that could be true, dude.
It might be. Yeah, that's
but what it's not.
I'm not even gonna go over that story with you.
Just in case, I'll still answer.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Never miss an opportunity, dude.
Hello? Oh, you are a prince of Nigeria? Really?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
How about sending me $500,000? Maybe I'll give you my bank account.
Ding dong.
I'm sorry? No, say that again. I'm sorry.
I said send the $500,000 first, and then I'll give you my bank information.
There you go. Had a little bit of a delay there, man. So I couldn't hear.
The camera couldn't believe it.
The camera goes, what did you just say?
Like, what?
What did you just say? No, but okay. like I said again, Jay. So I appreciate you joining us and coming on the podcast with us. Video interview.
Anytime you want to come back, man.
Yeah.
Anytime. You got another song, you got a commercial, you got hats to sell, come back.
Yeah.
Let us know, man. We'll talk to you about it.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Don't, I had a good time talking to you guys
too. Yeah, don't be afraid to reach out to us. And you got a new song that you want us to put on our... Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I have a new song coming out. I actually have two new songs coming out. So when they're done and I have the video, I'll definitely be shooting you guys a message. So maybe
yes.
We can do something.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
We'll have you on again. We'd love that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just don't be afraid. Like I said, shoot us out the video and everything. We'll put it on our Facebook page and everything, all that. And ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook, like I said, we do have a GoFundMe for Ricardo Casas going on right now. GoFundMe. Please go to our Facebook page. Look it up. Any kind of donation would be great for the family. We do really, really, really do appreciate you guys helping out.
Yep.
And J-Soul, once again, thank you for coming on the podcast. Don't go anywhere, because we're about to sign off on the podcast, and we're still going to be on Facebook Live. So don't go
don't
anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, dude. Don't move.
Don't go cooking. Don't go cooking anything right now.
Yeah, let it go. Chinga. He's trying to make some macaroni. I thought so. Chinga.
Déjalo, hombre. Déjalo.
Déjalo
con la chingada.
I'm not touching any boiling pots of water.
There you go.
That's good.
Probably for the best.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate J-Soul. Thank you for sticking around here and talking to us. Do not hang up. We're almost not done with you yet. Not just yet.
Time for Chewing You After Dark.
That's right. No. And just let you guys, next week we got Mr. RPM, and it was RPM, who does that? Rick Phoenix Monzoon comes in next week. Hopefully he brings a guitar with him, plays
Hopefully.
A couple of songs here. It'll be awesome, great for us to listen to.
You better bring it, Rick.
Bring it, Rick. Bring it all, Rick. Bring it all. But other than that, guys, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. Same time, same podcast channel, and same Facebook Live and YouTube. That's all I can say. Put it on.
You know where to find us. Yeah.
You know where to find us. You know where to find us. Okay. Anyways, go ahead and send her out.
I've been Chu.
And I'm Ooh, and this is J-Soul on podcast with us. Thank you, J-Soul, for joining us. We will see you.
Guys, I appreciate it.
We'll see you next week. Laters, Gators.
Laters, everybody.
Chew and Ooh Podcast would like to thank our following sponsors.
Oviedo Brothers Electrical. Building a new home or commercial business, call Sergio Oviedo, Master Electrician at 956-904-7177.
Let him know the rock star sent you. Hemp It Up CBD. Had a long, stressful day and looking for something to help you relax? Try Hemp It Up CBD located at 1911 North 10th Street, McAllen, Texas. Any questions, call Maricela at 956-540-9488 or look them up on Facebook at Hemp It Up CBD and let them know you heard it first on the Chew and Ooh podcast. Barreras Plumbing. Looking for a dependable plumber with reasonable prices? Call Gabriel Barrera from Barreras Plumbing at 956-534-3337. Let him know Chew and Ooh sent you.
This podcast is provided by
Moon Pro Studios Production.